This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian attacks are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine, where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. Regional official told the Associated Press Tuesday that everything that can burn is on fire. Russia's war has caused alarm over food supplies from Ukraine to the rest of the world and gas supplies from Russia. It has also raised questions about security in Western Europe. The Russian military currently controls about 95% of the eastern Luhansk region, but Moscow has struggled for weeks to overrun it completely. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made an unannounced visit to Ukraine Tuesday in a show of support for Kyiv's prosecution of Russian forces accused of war crimes and other atrocities. Garland met with Ukraine's prosecutor general Irina Vednikova, who is spearheading the investigation of what Kyiv says are 16,000 reported war crimes since Russia invaded the country almost 4 months ago. Russia has denied targeting civilians in Ukraine. Before the meeting with the prosecutor, Garland told reporters there's an international effort to identify and apprehend war criminals.
I'm here to continue our discussions between myself and the prosecutor general about the actions that the United States is taking to assist the Ukrainian authorities in holding accountable those responsible for the atrocities, for the war crimes that the entire world has seen.
Garland added that the U.S. and its partners will pursue every avenue available to make sure those who are responsible for those atrocities are held accountable. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department is confirming Tuesday the death of a U.S. citizen in Ukraine who is believed to be the only second American to have been killed in the conflict there. The department said that Stephen Sibilsky has died in Ukraine and that they are in touch with his family to provide counseling. This is VOA News. The White House announced Tuesday it would restrict the use of anti-personnel landmines by U.S. military, aligning the country's policy more closely with an international treaty banning the deadly explosives. The announcements reverse a more permissive stance by former U.S. President Donald Trump and concludes a review that has lasted more than a year. Anti-personnel landmines are buried underground or scattered on the surface, and they can pose a lethal threat to civilians long after combat has ended. Under the new policy, the U.S. would restrict the use of those explosives outside of its efforts to defend South Korea from a potential North Korean invasion. That leaves the U.S. short of full compliance with the Ottawa Convention, the 1997 treaty intended to eliminate anti-personnel landmines. The announcement comes as Russia deploys such mines during its invasion of Ukraine. Appearing before a state legislative committee Tuesday, the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says 3 minutes after a gunman entered a school where he slaughtered 19 elementary students and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, on May 24th, police officers armed with rifles stood and waited in a hallway for nearly an hour while the gunman carried out the massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw called the police response an abject failure. Delays in the law enforcement response have been the focus of federal, state, and local investigations of the massacre and its aftermath. McGraw told a state Senate committee there was no need for officers to wait outside the classroom for a key to the classroom.
The door was unsecured, and we've gone back and checked in our interviews, and did anybody touch the door and try it? You know, how about, you know, do you need a key? Well, one of the things they teach you in active training, I'm sure that one of the experts can talk about it, how about trying the door and see if it's unlocked? Okay, as, you know, what we used to call a clue. At that point, why not? And of course, no one had.
McCraw told the Senate committee that Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District police chief, decided to put the lives of officers ahead of the lives of children. Burkina Faso's army has ordered civilians to evacuate two large military interest zones in its northern and southeastern regions ahead of anticipated operations against Islamic insurgents there. Burkina Faso has the Burkina Faso Commando of National Operations, Lieutenant Colonel Yves Didier Bomeni, issued the order on state television. Repeating this hour's top story, Russian attacks are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.